Back now with Day to Day and off to India, where for hundreds of years, the city of Lucknow has been known for its opulent cuisine. The style of cooking is still practiced by a few chefs there, most of whom trace their culinary lineage back to their grandparents and beyond. David Cohn traveled to India to taste for himself.
Until the British arrived on the scene, Lucknow and the surrounding area were controlled by Nawabs. Incredibly wealthy, each Nawabi ruler had a team of chefs who competed to create the most sumptuous meals. It was a luxurious style, heavy on cream, oil, marinated meat, and innumerable spices. Pushpesh Pant is an eminent Indian foodie. He described the cuisine.
The first thing I would say is that it had to be exotic. It had to be unexpected. It could be something like you say you eat a dessert and you say, oh, is it reduced milk? Is it eggs? And there would be a twinkle in the host's eye and would say, no, it is grated potatoes, you know?
These riddle dishes were central to Nawabi cuisine. At one famous 19th century feast, cooks used sugar, honey, and other sweets to create an entire riddle meal. Desserts masquerading as entrees, like kebabs, curries, even whole fish. Pushpesh compares these chefs to composers, blending many instruments into a symphony.
Even a simpler everyday dish would use, instead of, shall we say, 3-4 basic spices, every day it would change with a recipe and would include perhaps 30-odd spices, condiments, flavoring agents. But what would be essentially always there is an aromatic spice, which is dominant. And it's again like music.
Now, of course, the Nawabi lifestyle is no more. One of the few places left to get the food is Dumpukt, a 5-star restaurant in the Delhi Sheraton. I had dinner there with some hotel officials and the chef, Ghulam Qureshi, who comes from a long line of Nawabi masters. My odyssey began with something called kokori kebabs, made with lamb and topped with a thin layer of silver leaf, made from real silver. The metal is so thin that it isn't actually worth much. But the simple fact that the Nawabs gilded their food tells you something about the level of luxury. I ate the metal. It didn't add any flavor as far as I can tell. But these kebabs needed no help.
How does it taste?
It's a kind of remarkable texture to it. It's almost like a liquid. It's so smooth. My God, it's amazing. I've never tasted anything like this before.
Flowing down your throat?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's incredible. How does Qureshi make this magic? His recipes are secret, but he did share two key steps.
22 ingredients, he has put some like this.
Translation? He uses 22 spices. He's not saying which. And he minces the meat not one time, two times,
five times, six times, seven times.
Seven times, giving it a kind of gooey texture. We went through 5 luscious courses. There was kundun kalia, a succulent lamb curry made with yogurt and almond paste, this time topped with gold leaf. Sabz milani, a delicate puree of vegetables. And shai tikla, a creamy yet understated dessert made with milk, sugar, and crushed rose petals. All were remarkable. But my favorite was murg kush purda, a rice and lamb dish covered with a blissful bread and cooked for hours in a thick metal pan on a low flame. The Sheraton's Tejinder Singh explained the process.
Now, the top is like a crisp layer. It's so crisp, it can become powder. See this?
Yeah. Yeah, it just crumbles to nothing.
To powder.
Yeah.
This is it. While the bottom...
This is like a pastry. It's like a croissant or something.
Yeah, croissant. And the base is like you can almost, you know, like stretch it up. It's because, you know, it gets cooked from under with steam and flavor. And there from the top, it's getting dry heat.
But Indian epicures worry that Nawabi knowledge is disappearing. Pizza Hut and McDonald's are increasingly popular in India, and modern life isn't conducive to armies of chefs and recipes that require days to prepare. Amir Naqi Khan remembers those glory days. When he was a boy, his family lived in a palace in the heart of Lucknow. His father was part of the local royalty. 12 cooks prepared Nawabi food for every meal.
It was very luxurious. Economic restraint was not there. There were several dishes. Breakfast and lunch and dinner.
These days, Khan has only one cook and has had to sell off most of his palace. But a few times a year, he throws a Nawabi dinner party. He invites some friends and a few tourists, eager for a real regal meal. Afterwards, it's back to less fantastic fare. But Khan still has his lavish memories.
That sort of life, is like a dream now, because you cannot imagine at this time you can live such a life. In Urdu, it is said that jo dekha wo khwab tha aur jo suna afsana tha. That is, whatever you have seen, that was a dream, and it is like a story.
Hopefully for gourmets everywhere, the story isn't over. Yet. For NPR News, I'm David Cohn.